Revi'i, Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, this is the parasha of the Miluim, the 7-day inauguration of the Kohanim. It started on Chaf Gimel Adar and went until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. During these days, the Mishkan was erected and dismantled on each and every day. Each day, special karbonos were brought. The same karbonos were brought on each one of these 7 days. Rashi is bothered that this parasha was said on Chaf Gimel Adar on the 23rd day of Adar. If we look back in Parshas Pikudei, it says that the Mishkan was put up on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So this parasha should have been said before the parasha in Parshas Pikudei that speaks about Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because Chaf Gimel Adar is before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And Rashi says that does not bother us because of the klal ein muktam u'me'ucha b'Torah. The Torah is not necessarily written in chronological order. The tzivoy, the commandment to bring these karbonos, was said already in Parshas Tetzaveh. Over here in Parshas Tzav, it relates again the karbonos that had to be brought, because over here it's telling us that Moshe did these karbonos exactly like Hashem told Moshe. But we do find in Pasuk Beis and Gimel a repetition to what was said already in Parshas Tetzaveh. Because in Pasuk Beis and Gimel it says that Hashem is telling Moshe, again at Tzivoy, a commandment to take Aharon, take his children, bring the Karbonos, bring the Shemen HaMishcha, gather everybody Pesach Olam Moed. This was all said in Parshas Tetzaveh. So why was this repeated over here? This is not part of the Asiyah, what Moshe did. This was part of the Tzivoy, what Hashem told Moshe, and that we already know it from Parshas Tetzaveh. On that Rashi answers that we are mezar as a person koidem ha-maisa and b'shas maisa. We urge a person to do the mitzvah beforehand, we tell him the halachas, and then we repeat it again right before he's about to do it. And that is why, although the tzivoy was said in Parshas Tetzaveh on Chaf Gimel Adar, right before they were about to bring the karbonos, there was a tzivoy a second time to be mezar as them koidem ha-maisa. And the pasuk says, kach es aharon ves bono vitoi. Moshe should take Aharon and his children with him. Rashi explains that you do not take a person, but rather when it says kach by a person, it means to persuade them to come. Veis habegodim, and take the clothing, the big day kahuna. Veis shemen hamishcha, and the anointing oil. Veis parachatos, and the bull for the carbon chatos. Veis shnei ha'elim, and the two rams, one for the oila and one for the carbon shlomim. Veis sal ha-matzois, and also the basket of matzois, which had 30 matzois in it, like we will see later. Veis kol ha'edo ha-kel, and you shall gather the whole congregation el Pesach Olam Moed, to the opening of the Olam Moed, which means to the Azara, to the courtyard of the Mishkan. Although physically it is not possible for the Azara to contain and hold in it 600,000 yidden, Rashi says this is one of the places where we see that Mu'it was machzik es hamaruba. A small place was able to hold many more people than was physically possible. And the pasuk continues, Vayas Moshe kasher tziva oisai. And Moshe did what Hashem commanded. Vatikoel o'edo el pesach o'el moed. And the congregation was gathered to the Azara. Vayomer Moshe la'edo. And Moshe said to the whole congregation, Zeh hadavar. This thing that you see me doing now, these karbonos, and all the avoides that you see me doing during these shiva shemei hamaluim, are not for my own covet, are not for the covet of Aaron, but rather, asher tziva Hashem lasais, everything you see is what Hashem commanded me to do. Vayakrev Moshe es Aaron ves bonov, and Moshe brought forward Aaron and his children. Vayirchatz oisom bamoyim, and he washed them in water. Rashi in Parshas Tetzaveh says it means rechitzas kol gufay, which means that Aaron and his children were tovel in the mikvah. The Brisk Rav, in his Sefer Torah Ze'ev on Masechta Zvachim, says that we see from here that there was a mikvah in the Azara, because it says that everybody was gathered Pesach Oyel Moed, including Aaron and his children, and then it says that Moshe made sure that Aaron and his children were tovel in the mikvah. So it's mashma that the mikvah was in the Azara. Vayitein olav es hakutaynes, and Moshe put on Aharon his kutaynes, which was his undershirt. Vayakar oisei ba'avnet, and then he tied him with the avnet, the belt. Vayalbesh oisei es ha-me'il, on top of that he put the me'il, which was the outer shirt. Vayitein olav es ha-eifod, on top of the me'il he placed the eifod, the apron. Vayakar oisei b'cheshev ha-eifod, and he tied the apron with the belt of the apron. Vayepod loiboy, and he was adorned through this, he became beautified through this tying of the eifod. Vayosom olav esach choshen. And then he placed on him the choshen, which is the breastplate. Vayitain el choshen es urim vesatumim. And into the fold of the choshen he placed the urim vetumim, which is the name of Hashem that was written on a plate, which was placed inside this fold. Vayosom es amatznefes al roshoy. And he placed the hat of the Kohen Gadol on Aaron's head. Vayosom al amatznefes. And he placed on the mitznefes, el mul ponov, to the front, ace, tzitz hazov nezer hakodesh, the golden tzitz, the holy crown, kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, like Hashem commanded Moshe. Although the tzitz was placed on the forehead of Aharon, since there were three strings of tcheles that were used to attach the tzitz to Aaron's forehead, two strings on each corner, on each side, on each end, and then one in the middle, so the two ends went around the side of his head, and the one in the middle went over the top of his head, going over the mitznefes. And because of this string in the middle, it says that the tzitz was on the mitznefes. And Moshe took the anointing oil, and he anointed the mishkan and everything inside of it, and he made them holy. And he sprinkled from the Shemen HaMishcha on the Mizbeach 7 times. Rashi says he does not know where Moshe was commanded to sprinkle on the Mizbeach 7 times with the Shemen HaMishcha. He anointed the Mizbeach and all its kelim, and the kiyar, which was the vessel used for Aaron and his children to wash their hands and feet before the Avodah, Veskanoi and its base, which was placed underneath it, Lekadosham to be Mekadosh them. So he was Moshech with the Shemen HaMishcho, the Mizbeach, all its Kalim, and the Kir Vekanon. Vayitzok mi Shemen HaMishcho, al Rosh Aharon, and he poured from the anointing oil on Aaron's head. Vayimshach oisoi Lekadoshoi, and he anointed him to be Mekadosh him. Rashi is Medayek, the double lotion of Vayitzok, he poured, Vayimshach, and he smeared. And Rashi says that first he poured it on his forehead and between his eyelashes, and then he smeared them together into the shape of a chaf yevonis, a Greek chaf. Vayakrev Moshe es bnei Aharon, and then Moshe brought forward the children of Aharon. Vayal bishem kutonois, and he dressed them with kutonois, their shirts. Vayachor oisam avnet, and he tied them with the avnet. Vayachavoish lohem mikbois, and he tied onto them the mikbois, their hats, which were called mikbois. Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, like Hashem commanded Moshe. Meshech Chochma is medayik. Why do we find that by the mikbois it says a loshen rabim? By the kutonois it says loshen rabim, but by avnet it says vayachkor oisam avnet, not avnetim. And he answers because the kutonis and the mikbois, the hat and the shirt, was each kohen according to his size. So there were many different sizes. Each one of Aaron's children were a different size. So there were kutonois, mikbois. But since the avnet was very long and it just wrapped around and around the kohen, so therefore it was one size fits all, and that's why it says belashon yachid avnet. Zok Rashi Pasuk Beis. Kachas Aharon, take Aharon. Parsha zu nemro shivas yomim koidim hakomas haMishkan. This parsha was said 7 days before the Mishkan was erected on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which means this was said on Chaf Gimel Adar. She'em muktim u'meucha b'Torah, because there is no chronological order in the Torah, and although in Parsha Pekudei it speaks about Rosh Chodesh Adar, this really happened before, but the Torah is not said in chronological order. Kachas Aharon. Rashi is bothered that you do not take a person by kicha, by actually physically taking him. Kochenu b'dvarim, take him with words, umashcheu, and persuade him. And Rashi says this a few times earlier in Parashas Bereishis. We find a Lashon Kach by Adam, persuade him to enter Gan Eden. We find it in Parashas Lech Lecha by Hagar, where it says that Sarah persuaded Hagar to marry Avram, and many other places that we find that Rashi tells us that Kach on a person means to persuade that person. Ve'ez parachatos, and you shall take the parachatos, elu ha'amurim be'in tzavois ha'miluim. These are the ones that were said by the commandment of the miluim, be'va'atav tzave in parashas atav tzave. Ve'achsha b'yam rishon l'miluim, and now on chaf gimel ador, the first day of the miluim, chazav ezorze b'shas maisa. It repeated it and urged him again b'shas maisa at the time that he was actually going to do it. And we find this in other places too. Mizara is Koyde Maisa and Bishas Maisa. We find in a Parashas Yisroi, Perik Yotes, Pasuk Chaf Dalet, where Hashem told Moshe nobody should go onto the mountain, and then urged him again and was Mizarism again right before they were about to have Matan Torah, that nobody should go on the mountain a second time, Bishas Maisa. And also in Parashat Baal Oischa, Perik Tes, Pasuk Dalet, where it tells us the dinim of Pesach Sheni, and then it repeats it again, Bishas Maisa, again the halachas, because Mizaris has a Odom Koydom HaMaisa and Bishas Maisa. So Grashi Hakel El Pesach El Moed, the whole congregation should gather in the Azorah. So Grashi Ze'echad Min HaMakoymos Shehichzik Mu'edes HaMeruba. This is one of the places that a small place was able to hold many people. A second place which is mentioned in Rashi is in Parshas Chukas, Perik Chof, Pasuk Yud, where over there Hashem tells Moshe that everybody should gather around the rock and Hashem will bring water out of this rock. So again, it was not possible for all of Klal Yisrael to surround one stone. And over there it was, Hichzik Mu'ed Es HaMeruba. Zeh HaDover, Dvorim She'tiru Shani Oisi Lefneichem, things that you are seeing now that I am about to do before you, Tzivani HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem commanded me lasos to do. Ma'al Toimru, do not say L'chvoidi for my own honor, uv'lechoved ochi, and for the honor of my brother, Ani Oise, I did this. Kol Ayin Azeh, the Parashas Miluim, this whole parasha of the Parashas Miluim, Pirashti B'va'ata Tetzaveh, I have already explained it in detail in Parashas V'ata Tetzaveh, and that's why Rashi does not go into detail as much over here. As a Urim, you shall place the Urim V'tumim into the Choshen, Ksav shall shame HaMeferish, the writing of Hashem's name which was placed in the fold. Vayosem al HaMetznefes, the Tzitz was placed on the Metznefes. Rashi is bothered that the Tzitz was really on the forehead of Aharon. Psile Techeles, the strings of Techeles, of blue wool, HaKevuim B'Tzitz, that were attached to the Tzitz, Nosan al HaMetznefes, were placed on the Metznefes. Nimso HaTzitz, Tolu B'Metznefes. It comes out that the Tzitz was suspended by the Metznefes, the hat. The middle string, the string that went over the top of the head, was on the Metznefes, and that's why, because of that string, the Torah says that the Tzitz was on the Metznefes, although the Tzitz was actually on Aaron's forehead. Vayaz Mimenu al HaMizbeach, he sprinkled 7 times onto the Mizbeach with the Shemen HaMishcha. I do not know where Moshe was commanded to sprinkle on the Mizbeach. We only find a tzivui on the Mashicha to smear, but not on the Hazah. He poured and he smeared. First he poured the oil on his head, and then he placed it between his eyelashes. And he smeared it with his finger from one to the other, as Rashi says in Parshas Tetzaveh, "Kimin chaf yivanis," like a Greek chaf. Rashi says lashon kshira. It is an expression of tying, because they tied the hat onto the Bnei Aharon. It was a type of a hat that twirled around, and that was considered the tying of the hat when they placed it on him.